You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thanks for hanging out on a Wednesday morning with your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy show at Mix 100. All right, these lines are full with people who want to play Rattle Off. Jeremy, the first person to get through was, it's an evil Heather.
Oh, no.
Heather, what are you doing?
Good morning. I'm just hanging out, ready to play some Rattle Off.
Just hanging out, huh? Sitting
what
in your PJs?
What do you do?
I'm a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, bless your heart.
Dang.
So getting ready to do some virtual kindergarten learning this morning.
What's on the docket? What are you teaching?
Today will be the letter V.
All right, and what does the lesson include?
Oh, how to write the letter, the sound of the letter, coming up with words that start with the letter, drawing pictures of those words, you know.
I would so ace that class.
Have you been through kindergarten before?
Twice. You went through it twice.
I was writing the V's upside down. That's a good one to learn today. That's an easy one.
Yeah. Assuming that tomorrow's W, is that right? Or
that is an excellent assumption, except for tomorrow is a non-contact day, so W will be on Monday.
Yeah, okay. Dom.
Very good.
Schools are off Thursday and Friday.
What was I thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready for us, Evil Heather?
I am ready.
All right. In 10 seconds, what we're looking for are five songs that have a person's name in the song title. Five songs with a name in the title. Ready?
Ooh.
And
no.
Go.
Daniela, Sweet Caroline.
Breakfast at Tiffany's, is that a song?
Yeah,
I would Deep Blue something, yeah.
Yes.
Roxanne.
Amanda.
Amanda,
Boston.
Yes.
Amanda?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a very good song.
Daniel, My Brother by Elton John. All right, listen, it was fun chatting with you. I hope you have a great day with the kiddos.
Good luck, Heather.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Guys have a good day, too.
See you later.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Here's Lori. Hi, Lori. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks.
What are you up to today?
I'm another teacher, so I am just working today.
It sounds like all the teachers are calling the Dom and Jeremy show and not really working
with the kids.
It's
9 o'clock.
Right.
Where's
now
your class?
I have a planning block right now, so I just.
And this is
I'd
what you're doing with your planning block, huh?
Yeah, I wanted to chat with my boys.
Huh. You know what? We're not going to get mad about that
at all. You guys work your butts off, so.
So.
We do.
What age group are you teaching?
I do high school math.
What's the lesson today in high school math?
So we're doing geometric distributions. I teach statistics, so.
My favorite.
Can you give us an example?
So it's basically like, what's the probability that the first head you get is the fourth time you flip the coin? Something like that.
I want to do the V.
Is it still 50%?
I want to do the V's.
So it's not 50%, because it's the probability it's the first head that you get. If it's just like one head, then yeah, that's 50%. But
oh, so would it be 25%?
It's less than that. It's a complicated formula.
In other words,
I'd love to hear it.
What's the answer? I want to know the
percentage. What's the answer?
Well, I didn't calculate that one off.
Well, you don't know it. Like,
hold on.
You shouldn't just know it.
I'm getting my calculator. Okay, so.
So here, let's work it out.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, doop, boop, beep, boop, boop,
beep. Hold on.
What's the probability that on the fourth flip, you'll get the first heads?
Yep. So it's 0.5 to the third power,
mm-hmm.
And then it'll be times another 0.5, so 0.0625, so 6.25%.
Wow. I thought it would have been higher.
Well, because you're more likely to get ahead, like, sooner than that is why it's so low.
I would hope so.
Right.
Whew. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. You sure this shouldn't be a college class?
I'm sure. We use like an online calculator, so it calculates it for them.
All right.
The calculator's doing the work for them?
Yep. They got to know what it means and how to interpret it.
Well, because it's not just using the calculator, Jerry. You got to know what
you
got to
know what you're looking at. Yeah.
It's
got to know the beep boop bop boop part.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We live in the 21st century. They're going to use Google, so might as well make sure they can think.
Okay.
Very good.
I like that. You ready to play Rattle Off?
I'm ready.
10 seconds, Lori. We need 5. And I need to point this out. Whenever we do one about movies, you can only use one per franchise.
Okay.
So, like, you couldn't do, for instance, you know, Indiana Jones 1, Indiana Jones 2, Back to the Future 1, Back to the Future 2. You can only use one per franchise.
Got it.
Okay. In 10 seconds, we need 5 movies about aliens. 5 movies about aliens. Ready? And go.
Alien, Men in Black, Independence Day, Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers, Thor, there's aliens.
Are there aliens in the Avengers movie? They're superheroes and they're battling bad guys, but are they aliens?
But, I mean, they're coming from space, some of them.
Are they?
I mean, I think Thanos, would be considered an alien since he's from space.
Hold on.
Yeah, I mean,
in my head,
space
creatures in space is what I would
say. Yeah, what's the probability that we're going to give this to you?
I'd say pretty high, because I know Dom's a big nerd, and so we share that.
I'm just trying to see if the
what are your
Avengers
thoughts on
characters
Thanos,
are coming
Dom?
From are aliens. I'm
looking
up
there's
Thanos.
A lot of stuff in space. Stuff, and I got space powers.
I know you guys hate controversial ones.
No, we actually love them.
I mean, it just gives us a chance
to
puzzle it out.
But then you get all the emails.
I mean, you couldn't have just said E.T.?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. You know, or Star Wars. I mean, for God's sake.
Star Trek.
Well, if Star Wars is aliens, then I feel like Avengers would be aliens.
I'm going to
Star Wars is just, characters in space, right?
Yeah, aliens.
It's up to Jeremy. If Jeremy gives it to you, then you're a winner.
You're a winner.
Yay! That's the thing. You could have made it so easy on us if you just went with traditional,
You know what? She's got it.
I mean, I had 3 traditional ones.
Yes, you did. There was space, aliens, and Avengers.
I was impressed with the Men in Black reference and Independence Day. That's all great.
War of the Worlds. That was one I couldn't think of.
That's one with Tom Cruise,
I was trying to think of that one. Guardians came to mind.
I
read a bunch of books with my son, and they call them aliens in those.
So. Well, there you go. That's why you won. You don't have to talk us into
it
anymore.
You need to stop now. Don't keep going. We've given you the prize.
We might take it away.
You stop when
you're If you
you're
do another
ahead,
math
okay?
problem, I might take
I'm
it away.
I'm quiet now.
Lori, we're going to make you the champion today. If you'll hold on, Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a good day.
Good day with those students. Now, everybody else who's on hold saying, hey, you got to call back tomorrow because we probably, the probability is that we will play tomorrow. It's 0.5 times 0.5 times 0.5.
Mm-hmm. Do the math.
That we will play the game tomorrow at about 9 with your boy.